5168. So it says, as Joseph had interpreted to them, means as foretold by the celestial within the natural. This is clear from the meaning of interpreting, as stating what the dream holds within itself or what lies within it, and also what is going to take place. So it struck me when I read that, that the celestial in the natural is the text itself. That is Joseph, which is opening up insight, interpreting, and providing insights into our interior processes so that we can have some sort of conceptual idea about what's entailed with regard to being able to gain a greater sensitivity so that these processes of discrimination and separations can take place. So the word itself provides us with what's needed to make those discriminations. Without the word, nothing is possible in regard to our regeneration. So it is the Lord who gives us the word, and it is the Lord who is the word, and it is the Lord who is the processes that are initiated by it. That's just something that was of real sort of import for me, at least. It just gave a, you know, a reinforcement to this idea that everything in the text, everything in the word is about the word itself, and it's about the word as it is being laid down within our mind. So the whole purpose of the provision of the word under the Lord's divine providence is that it provides us with what's needed to build the levels of the mind, of the new man, of the new proprium, if you like. So that's what the text is. And so it's all the Lord. So what's built up is the structures, and what is experienced as a means of those structures is all the Lord, given to us as if it is our own. When you think about the celestial within the natural, or the celestial is what looks to ends, which is the salvation of the human race, right? That's the Lord's end. And the means by which that can be accomplished requires us to act as of self. And in order to act as of self, in alignment with what the Lord's desire is, we have to be given knowledges and an understanding of the process so that we can actually enter into it in a way whereby we can be, you know, have some small level of consciousness as we work with the text. So Joseph is the text, as is Pharaoh, as is the butler. That, like, they all represent levels of functioning of the human mind, or levels of the way the word operates within the human mind and is presented at different levels. So it's actually through engaging with the text that it creates the opportunity, like tonight, you know, what everyone shared, there was a lot shared around anxiety. It's the text that gives the frame for it and a way of understanding it that's not going to be debilitating, that's actually going to move the process through, because what it's doing is shifting spiritual connections, associations, spiritual being, affections and thoughts. You know, that's how we experience it at our level. But that these things can be addressed if we can get distance from them and see them for what they are.